Late in, Michael, they're going to New York in the weather, cold weather. What do you think? Denver's now bidding, opening up that Pandora's box.
I don't know if Denver wants to be it, right? They got Peyton. They don't want Peyton and Cole. We just saw that, right? We just saw that. Denver's almost like, oh, man, we can. Next year is going to be another one of those years. He has, you know, you can't tell me that Cole did not affect Peyton in that last game. But to that now. You know, Denver's one thing. New York's such a mess.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to having a Super Bowl in New York. Just to see this scene on that stage.
I mean, go ahead and go.
We can't rob ourselves. You know, we cannot rob ourselves. I hate playing in the cold more than anybody. I'm a Florida guy. I'm this dark because I love the sun. I love the sun. But I will not be a part of and believe, I don't believe that we can deprive this scene, that stage, at least once. We'll see how it works after that, but we got to do it.
The whole cold weather thing?
Yeah, it disturbs you. But boy, hey, I ain't on the field. I'm enjoying the game now. If I was on the field, you'll get a whole lot more out of me. But I'm just going to enjoy the game. The only problem I have is I may have to deal with the cold longer than the players. We'll do an 8-hour show. Up to the 3.5-hour game. So I'm out here 5 hours more than these guys, and I'm not getting paid like that. I have an issue with that.
Mike, you see
I think Ray's one of the greatest football players to ever play this game. I myself would consider him the greatest defensive player, period. You know, and you may find people with statistics, and you may find people with more flashy plays. But you will not find anybody that has been more consistent at his play than Ray Lewis and consistently led his players like Ray Lewis. No one in the history of this game on that side of the football has done that. Ray Lewis, for me, is the greatest of all time.